Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Be glorified for this moment. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here today for this testimony and thanksgiving service. We shall be receiving a word very, very briefly. And I believe our shout like this shall last with us till eternity. We shall shout on the earth and we shall shout with God in heaven. None of us shall miss it at the end. In Jesus' precious name. Destiny Destroying Character Part 5C. A message series we've been on this month. I'm not sure if it will not spill off a little into the next month. But God is using this message series to mold our character, to sharpen our character, and to help us to become everything. You see the young man testifying of last Sunday, how he had the message of pride, and how it changed everything about his life. Destiny destroying character. Please, our objective is to understand character traits that destroy destiny. Character traits that destroy destiny. It is important to note that behavior is the foundation for becoming. We have said that how you behave determines what you will become. Your lifestyle determines your outcome. We saw pride in Lucifer. We saw where he ended. In the midweek service, we saw the second negative trait that is called lie and falsehood. I beg everyone here, please pick that message. Because there are people, there is nothing that is true about them. Every certificate from primary school to PhD, a lie. Lie. We need to know about it so that we know how to correct things. This morning, we want to look at theft or financial lack of integrity. It is a destroyer of lives, a destroyer of destinies. In scripture, we are going to look at one example of a person that was destroyed because of financial lack of integrity. And look at the example of another person that was distinguished by financial integrity. We have seen this both before, but for the sake of retention, we are going to have a repetition of them. And the first one is Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot. In John chapter 12, verse 4 to 6, we saw how Judas was exhibiting compassion on the basis of negative character. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and giving to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bear what was put therein. Judas was a confirmed thief who was exhibiting criminal compassion for the poor, so he can steal the money.
Have you ever come across situations where you are busy thanking somebody for the help he has given you, not knowing that he has dealt massively with you? We have experienced that, even as a church. Oh, thank you for, oh, you help us, you are able to help us procure this thing at such a cheap rate, or to purchase this or purchase that. Thank you so much. What a kind man. He said, in fact, you don't know what I went through to get this for you. That is the world in which we live. That was Judas Iscariot. But how did Judas die? It can never be well with the wicked. It can never be well with the wicked. Somebody say after me, it can never be well with the wicked. Say never. In Matthew chapter 27 verse 3 to verse 7, we saw how Judas Iscariot ended. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. You shall not die before your time. That money that Judas kept stealing neither profited him nor his generation. As a matter of fact, nobody knew whether Judas had children or whatever became of the children. But the destiny of the criminal is not far. It's not far at all. That was Judas Iscariot. Look at Joseph on the other hand. We read that before, but again, in Genesis 35 and in verse 6, the Bible said that, 39 verse 6, the Bible said, and that Potiphar left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and knew not anything he had except the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. He left every single thing in his hand, and there was not a dime missing. How many people in this country will you leave 1 billion with? And after 1 year, there's no story. How many people? That was Joseph. No wonder. God gave Joseph the wealth of the most powerful nation in this world at that time. The wealth of Egypt to control. Listen to me. If Joseph has stolen 1 naira that belonged to Potiphar, the Bible would have recorded it as well. And that would have been there. You wouldn't hear nothing. You didn't steal from this man. Let me put you in charge of the prison. You didn't steal from the prison. Let me put you in charge of the nation. Your faithfulness of today positions you for your usefulness of tomorrow. Say that again. Your faithfulness of today positions you for your usefulness of tomorrow. What you do with today determines what tomorrow will do with you. Your faithfulness of today positions you for your usefulness of tomorrow. Usefulness in the hands of God. Joseph was faithful in the house of a person. Then God promoted him to take over an organization. Then he promoted him to take over a whole nation. It's from level to level. There are people, where they are now is the shadow of where they should have been in life. Shadow. Because God tried them somewhere. He put certain things under their control, under their command. And they were very smart, so smart. They outsmarted everything. But God said, wait a minute, where do you think you are going? Beloved, today, a new day is coming upon you. When we talk about this theft, thievery, financial lack of integrity, we are referring to two things. Number one, now we looked at financial crookedness in the first service and looked at financial deceitfulness, financial criminality, financial dishonesty. For this service, it is called financial fraudulence. Fraud. Fraudulence. The man is fraudulent. It is also called financial dubiousness. The man is dubious financially. He's a dubious man. Dubious financially. Financial disintegrity. Dubiousness. What are the examples of this kind of criminality and dubiousness? Example number one is the situation of keeping back money that should be returned or retired. Money that should be returned or retired. For example, somebody overpaid you. You don't consider it that a blessing. Excuse me, sir. You paid me 150,000 instead of 100. This is 50,000 naira your balance. They mistakenly transferred money into your account. That is not a blessing. You find out and return it back. Is God speaking to someone here? One day I was looking through my things, and I saw a check that had been there for almost a year and I wasn't aware. It was a big sum. In many zeros. Many zeros. 6, 7 zeros. And the number of the person who sent the check was there. And it was bearing my name. Because I know the difference between what is bearing my name and what is bearing church name. But to be sure, I called the person. And I said, good day. This is so and so person. Oh, he said, good morning, sir. What check is this? I saw a check. By the way, where are you? He mentioned a part of the country, southern part of the country where he is. Are you a member of our church? No. So what is this for? Oh, yeah. God led me to give so and so to you personally. Really? So I went to the church location there and I dropped it. I gave it to the pastor so they can send it to you. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm seeing the check now. It's almost 1 year now. I'm just seeing it. And I say, oh, go ahead, sir. Cash it. It is valid today. That is to be sure. That is to be sure. To be sure. A situation where the account was meant to be retired. If they gave you a travel allowance, this is your travel allowance. It's different. That is, it is for you. But this is given to you to retire. When you come back, tell us how much you spent and give the difference. And you kept it back still. You just took something that was not yours. It has the capacity to corrupt your future. Or to return back and say you spent 100,000 naira where you spent only 80,000. One of our members here said a story where they sent them for an assignment, official assignment somewhere. And the person came and said, just write here that your air ticket was so and so. And also write here that your hotel accommodation was so and so. He said, no. I will never do. Whatever you people want to do, do ahead. But I'm not involved. Just put your own, all your expenses together. My own is separate. Oh, and this was coming almost from the overall top, where they had to make retirement to the person out by cutting things. Talking about a very, very intricate, corrupt system. Go ahead and do it. I am not involved. I can't be involved. They hated her, but that was all right. You can go to hell. You won't force me to follow you. Hallelujah. This is a situation like that. That's the first kind of situation. Second kind of situation of example is the situation. False invoices and receipts. You know that already. I bought this thing for 150, but write 200,000. Or they gave you a blank receipt. Fill it. Or what should I write? There are people whose specialty is to assist people to be corrupt. What should I write on the receipt? They consider it a favor to that person. What kind of criminal favor is that? What kind of destructive favor is this? No, sir, I don't need such a favor. What should I write? Write the amount. The third example is the financial deprivation of the deserving. The financial deprivation of the deserving. I gave that example about 2 Sundays ago, where junior staff traveled and their travel allowance was cut into two. And nothing given to them, and just 50% was given to them. And the overall organ kept the balance. Situation where somebody is laboring or maybe fighting in the arena of battle, and what he deserves to be effective is not given. Terrible, terrible situation. Traveler all the way to America and came back, and he said, well, this is for you. As if he's doing the staff a favor. A little stipend out of the overall allowance. And he collected the rest and pocketed. That is damage to destiny. Injury to the future. When people behave like this, what are the consequences? Number one, the thief must pay multiple for his theft. Both in time and in eternity. See, if the thief be caught, he will pay double. He will pay sevenfold. Whatever a man steals, he will pay many times the value of it. Pay it through affliction. Pay it through frustration. Pay it through diverse attacks. He must pay. Exodus 22 and in verse 7. If a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to be kept to keep, and he be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. You must pay for it. Number two, I have to rush because of the time we have. Number two, the thief must always move about with the cry of accusation. In the realm of the spirit, there is a cry around the man. Thief, 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 thief. Job 30 verse 5, we read that. They were driven forth from among men. They cried after them as after a thief. The thief must always move about with a cry of accusation. Number three, the thief must exist with curses. Curses. Even being the friend of a thief is an implication. We read that in Proverbs chapter 29 and in verse 24. He said, whoso is partner with the thief, hateth his soul. He heareth cursing. Have you seen a thing like that? Especially in the village. Anybody who stole this goat, it will never be well with him. It will never be well with his generation. He cannot die well. The person who took my yam from this farm, except I didn't sweat. Cursing from man. Cursing from God. In Zechariah chapter 5 verse 1 to 4. Then I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked and behold a flying roll. And he said unto me, what seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then said he unto me, this is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. The curse is looking for who? For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off. As on this side, according to it,
And everyone that sweareth
shall be cut off as on that side according to it. And I will bring it forth, and it will enter into the house of the thief. You can stop there. Do you understand that? I gave a story, a very touching story in the first service. Sit down. Here is somebody buying, let me call it granite, from granite seller. And the granite seller has sold the granite. And then, okay, take money and give me change. And the granite seller said, let me go and come. I don't have money now to give you change. Let me go and look for change. And before the granite seller came back, the buyer packed some granite and added to her granite. The granite seller came back and didn't know what had happened and gave back change. And the purchaser has carried this granite in her bag and took a journey. And in the middle of that journey, bam, accident. The whole of the granite spilled on the highway. To me, it appears like an evidence or like a witness. And this buyer died on the spot. This is not an example. This is true story that was witnessed by this speaker. Granite is gone. The excess that was taken is poured on the roof. Person who took it dies on the spot and appears in eternity to face God, who does not know the difference between stealing a granite and killing a person. Did you hear that? This is the flying roll course that enters into the house of the thief and cuts him off. Not everybody who dies suddenly is a victim of the devil. It's an attack from hell. You carry the life sweat of the person. And they cried out unto God. And you fell sick and no prayer could bring you out. Because you haven't repented. Am I communicating at all? You shall enter into the house of the thief. That leads us to number four. Number four said that the thief's investment is doomed for destruction. He said, this curse shall enter into the house of the thief, and he shall consume it with the timbers. Do you remember Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 11? As a partridge seated on eggs and does not hatch them, so is the man who gets riches and didn't get it correctly. He shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at the end, he shall be a fool. That will never be your portion. Number five, the thief's outcome is shame. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 26. He says, as the thief is ashamed. You can stop there. The thief must be ashamed. The thief must be ashamed. If not immediately, eventually. If not him, his generation. Shame. When he is caught by men, he is ashamed. When he is caught by God, he is ashamed. He said, thy sin will find you out. I knew of somebody stealing money in a church, counting time or collection time, stole the money. Next thing was insanity. I knew of a man. When they are collecting offering, he tries to go outside to blow his nose. Because of blowing nose, some money disappears. Those kind of people, they disappear from the earth in a hurry. I'm saying to you the real outcome. I don't want to go into further details. They disappear from the earth in a hurry.
Number 6,
the thief is destined to suffer.
When we say thief, it's not the one they are shouting, thief is the one that cut back somebody's money that should have been given to them. Is the one that entered transaction with his friend and cheated him.
If any man suffer, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. If you suffer at all, let it be for the sake of the gospel. So, to be a thief is to suffer.
And finally, the thief's eternal destiny is hellfire.
Stolen things take people to hell.
Because hell is the headquarters of Satan, the devil. The thief comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. And Matthew 25:41 says, hell was prepared for Satan, the devil, and his angels. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. See what he said? But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and liars. And you know that lying and stealing are together. They are together. Who took it? I don't know. They shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone.
May that never be your portion. What is the treatment for stealing? I want you to take note of the things I'm about to say, even if you had been in a previous service. Number 1, avoid covetousness and embrace contentment. Avoid covetousness. Embrace contentment. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Since we brought nothing into this world, we can carry nothing out of this world. And if you have food, you have cloth, be content. Psalm 84, verse 11. The Lord God is sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold. Listen to this. What you don't have now is not good enough for now. Anything you don't have now is not good enough for your now. If it is good enough for now, wait on God to give it.
Number 2, embrace genuine, upright labor to attract due rewards. Genuine, upright labor. If you want to attract your due rewards. Ephesians chapter 4, and in verse 28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands,
that he may have. God said, instead of stealing, work with your hands. Let me bless your hands. Work with your hands. Let me bless your handwork. Please realize this. Whatever you don't get by right is a curse, not a blessing. Again. Whatever you don't get by right is a curse.
We read that already in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 11. It's not a blessing, it's a curse. If you don't get it by right, it can't be a blessing. So, labor correctly if you want God to bless you.
Number 3, avoid a trap to be like others by all means. Avoid a trap to be like others by all means. He said, Those who compare themselves with themselves are not wise. This is what I'll have to say to you. Don't live your life according to the expectations of people. Live your life according to the expectations of God. Don't live your life according to the expectations of people. Live your life according to the expectations of God. Four, become more interested in what you give than what you get. Become more interested in being a blessing than making a living. What you give. Fraud is all about what to get. Financial integrity imparts you with what to give. Listen to this. The act of giving leads to the conquest of greed, which is the foundation for fraud. Say that again. The act of giving leads to the conquest of greed, which is the fuel for fraud, theft in most cases. When you give to God and give to man, you conquer greed. Greedy people give nothing. And by the act of giving, you conquer the greed and you conquer the fraud. Fifth thing to do. Be eternal and earthly consequences conscious. That is, be conscious of this, and you can write it down. That temporal gain may be followed by eternal loss. That it is possible to have temporal gain that may end you with eternal loss. Be conscious of that. That was why he said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? Temporal gain may be followed by eternal loss. You made money, you made name, you have fame, but you are lost forever. What does it pay? Finally, number six. Continually make demands on the grace of God. If this is an area of challenge, grace, the grace of God. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 and 12. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Grace teaches us. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The mercy. The grace. If money is a problem, Lord, I need. If you cannot see money and look away, Lord, I need grace. Let me tell you what happened. Maybe our church would have been like 5 years old or so, thereabout. And a pastor came. It was my birthday on a Sunday morning. 4th of June was a Sunday morning. I'll look for that date. And the man came and preached. Powerful preaching. Then he challenged the people. Today is your pastor's birthday. Bless him. Anybody who blesses you, you should bless him back. He quoted scriptures that were accurate. And people gave a mass. It was over 600,000 going to 1 million at that time. After he finished, I came, I picked the microphone. And I said, praise the Lord. I want to say three things. Number one, what the man did, I didn't ask him to do it. Number two, what he said is not wrong. If anybody blesses you, you bless him. If someone who ministers to you spiritually, you can minister to him physically. It's scriptural. So he didn't say the wrong thing. So number one, I didn't ask him to do it. Number two, he didn't say the wrong thing. Number three, I don't need the money. I give it back to the church. At the end of the service, our account treasurer then came to my office and went to his knees. He said, pray for me. Let me have this kind of heart towards money. You see, even if you want to brag, it's not money area that you want to brag. Pray for me. The one that belongs to the church, you don't touch it. And this one now was given to you legally. Now you still refuse it and give it back to the church. Pray for me for this kind of heart. He's in the UK now. He's pastoring, I think he's one of the coordinating one of the harvest centers planted recently in the UK. That's that person I'm talking about. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Lord, to look away from what is not mine. Even what is mine that may be misunderstood, to give up on it. You can receive the grace. Like I said, people have challenges in different areas. Some people, money is not their problem, but they must not smell alcohol. Some people, alcohol is not their problem, but you must not keep any lady near where they are. It is the condition of yam and goat. Yam remains a permanent temptation for goat. Am I communicating? Some people line up naked men, naked women. It's as if you are giving cola nut to dog. He has nothing to do with it. He doesn't move him. But put 5 naira here. He will smell it. He will smell the 5 naira and pursue it to wherever it is and harvest it. So people have different issues that are issues. So if this one is your issue, deal with it. Even if it is not your issue and is likely a temptation area, Lord, I apply for grace. I need grace. I need help. I need mercy. Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands, Lord. So that any time I come across money from this moment forward, let it be like it was dog that came across cola nut. Not affected. Not affected. if it is meat, you can implicate dog. Or fish. No, not cola nut. Lift up your hands and your voice and give the Lord the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Father, we ask you for your help today. Ask you for your mercy today. Jiga bagadaga lagayaga dagalaya hasato koko bagadaga.
Lift your voice. I'm thanking for his word to you today. I thank you for your word to me today. I am grateful, Lord. I know my life can never be the same. In Jesus' precious name. Because of time, we shall pray just the last point. Father, I apply for grace. Grace to say yes to the right thing and to say no to the wrong thing. I receive that grace now. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, I apply for grace. Grace to say yes to the right thing and no to the wrong thing. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace now. Open your mouth and speak to God. Grace to say yes to the right thing and no to the wrong thing. Lift your voice and speak to God. Make demands on that grace. Make demands on that help. Make demands on that grace. Yes.
Jesus, who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands high. I want to ask that nobody will exit the service until we are through in the next few minutes. Movements constitute distraction. Ushers around the power gate and the praise gate, please ensure that this happens. Movements while we are still talking, announcing, is a major distraction. Lift up your hands everywhere and say, Father, I receive grace to do the right thing, to live for you, to do your will. I receive that grace. While we are in that prayer, everyone here this morning, Pastor, you are saying, Pastor, I want to make it right with God. I want to be forgiven my sins. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Anywhere you are, pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step forward here and let us receive you. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want to be forgiven my sins. I want to return back to God. I want to be helped. I want to be close to God. I am far from God. Go ahead, I'll give you the count of seven as you rush forward here. One.
Lord, I give you my heart, give you my soul.
Keep coming. At the count of seven, one.
I live for you, O Lord, every breath that I take.
Two.
Every moment I'm away, then have your way, then have your way. Say, Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
Clap, take your seat 1 minute. While we are yet seated, everyone again who need to rededicate themselves to Jesus, you want today to mark a new day. You've come out like this before, but you want to do it again. Quickly step forward. One more time. Every motion is suspended until service is over. Ushers are standing there doing your work. That's very good. But don't need to go there before they stop you. Just sit where you are until service is over in the next few minutes. You're saying to me, Pastor, I want to rededicate my life to God. I am struggling with a bad lifestyle. I am supposed to be a born-again Christian, but I'm in struggles. And I want to be free today from drinking, from smoking, from lying, from cheating, from duping, from fraud, whatever it is. Internet fraud. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and come forward. Masturbation, lesbian life, homosexual life. Quickly come forward.
I've got my mind made up, and I will turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I will turn back, because I want to see my Jesus. I've got my mind made up, and I will because I want
Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I will turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday.
Goodbye, no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasure of sin. No longer with you. I have made up my mind. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
Place your hand on your chest. Pray the prayer again after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. Deliver me from the power of sins. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' name. Amen.